Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Jim, Tyler, I heard last week's absolutely juvenile response to my constructive, awesome criticism of your podcast. Your absolutely terrible podcast. Okay, you two are a complete joke. Last week's protest had some good people at it, some fine people, some great people. Truth be told, there's nothing but bad hombres on this terrible, terrible podcast. As far as I'm concerned, you're both Public Enemy number ones. You're worse than ISIS. You're worse than Al-Qaeda. Okay? Absolutely terrible. The worst.
Thank you for downloading episode 123 of Suplex City Limits for August 19th, 2017. I take my dick pics in panoramic mode. It's your boy, the King of Long Style, Jim Fishes, and he is the real reason behind the world's Bigfoot sightings. My co-host,
Tyler. Big feet, but you know what that means. Wink, wink, big dick fudge.
Somebody.
Oh, you know, just chilling, you know. Getting ready to talk the weekend brass, huh?
There you go, Suplex City Limits, available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. You can follow us on Twitter, at Suplex City Limit, that's me. You can also follow Tyler, at The Federation.
That's me.
And that's him. I said your name, baby. you can also pick up t-shirts, prowrestlingtees.com/Suplex City Limits. We have four designs available, sizes small to 5XL, shipping worldwide. And you can also donate on Patreon. Get yourself a shout out on the show, like Bad Motherfuckers Casey, Wrestling Soup Podcast, The Mizcast, Infamous Chris Savage, The Killer Keith Martin, and to protect castles, they are surrounded by moats, Jeremy Foltz. Stretch it, dude. Gotta stretch at this point. This week, on the podcast of the Immortals, we'll recap the entire week in wrestling. We'll take a look ahead to NXT TakeOver, SummerSlam, what, and a whole lot more. So, might as well just get into this shit with some news.
This week in the news, Ric Flair. Is he dead? Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is the fucking news. Ric Flair is not dead.
No.
That's good. Actually sounds like he's on the mend. He's actually, he was looking pretty bleak there for a little while.
It really was. Everybody was quite worried, actually.
It was amazing. Man. Evidently he has heart issues involved from all of his drinking.
Yeah, alcoholic's heart.
Yeah.
But they touched on that in his biography, I feel.
Yeah.
I think they did.
I don't know, like, the guys who did that 30 for 30 on him, and you think they were rooting or they were hoping not that it passed away.
Man, what a story that would have been.
Right. Because that doesn't come out until November.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, heart-related issues, been taken to the ICU, and I guess at this point he is he's doing better, but it sounds like he's going to be in the hospital for a long time.
Yeah, he's on dialysis, so, yeah. You know, they're trying to jumpstart his kidney, and I'm sure that kidney is done some damage.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, on the bright side, at least Charlotte has off on Sunday, so she can go visit him.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, oh, shit, this does not ruin anything. Good.
Yeah, exactly. What other news we have this week?
Cornette is in GFW.
Holy shit. I know.
Holy well, cow.
Patron was stripped of the title as well. Yes. Did we talk about that last week or is that this week?
I feel like we didn't. I got it written down here.
They strip Patron, and then he, in all of his craziness, he goes on Twitter and makes it sound like it was his idea.
Oh, yeah.
Did you read that?
No, I did not. But it sounds so Patron.
He's out of his fucking mind, this guy. I'm glad to see that they're finally like, you know what? Fuck you, man.
Yeah.
But yeah. I did watch the segments with Cornette provided to me by their YouTube. Thank you very much, GFW. he comes out, no reaction whatsoever. You know, it's the same as, like, remember when Scott Steiner came back to... No, this crowd, they need to get an actual crowd. You need to move your show wherever the fuck you need to move it to have a crowd who knows what's happening. Because the crowds, they don't know anything. They don't know who anybody is. They don't know who to cheer. They don't know what's going on.
No, it's just a bunch of people that they're escaping the heat.
Yeah, like and all this air conditioning there.
They just got to put up with this bullshit while they're doing it.
Like, you probably get free fountain soda when you're in there, too.
Oh, without a doubt. I've legit seen a girl front row back to the ring talking to the guy behind her. Like, that's how fucking discombobulated this fucking crowd is. So
I mean, wrestling, you kind of have to be in, right? You have to be all in.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go to a wrestling show not knowing anything or caring, it's like, it's got to be a boring fucking time.
Well, it's either that or it's a fun-filled time of just taking the shit out of everything.
Yeah, I just thought I posted on Twitter just a picture of two fat, old, gray-haired guys in the ring with the microphone. And this is like GFW in a nutshell, man.
That's fantastic.
I love Cornette, but this is fucking ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I mean, when I seen the screenshot, because I haven't seen what happened. I know he fired Bruce Pritchard, but did they have any heat going back?
Those two?
Yeah.
In real life?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Okay. No, they're friends.
They do seem like they would be friends too, though.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I just think it's so weird, man. And Cornette, I love him, but man, I just don't know if this is going to be... I guess at least they're... Because, like, from what I gather, Pritchard has been heel, yeah? He's kind of a heel.
I haven't watched TNA for months.
He's a heel authority figure. It was a real original idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Done... It's done well, what, twice in the history of wrestling? With Vince McMahon in the late 90s and Dario Cueto right now.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, yeah. Bischoff was good, too.
Yeah, okay, so I'll give you, let's do three.
There's three.
And Dario Cueto was on... Cueto was in fine form this week. Oh, my fuck.
Dude. That's where all that shit makes sense. You know, instead of having these people who aren't actors, get an actor.
Yeah.
And do it fucking properly. He was great on this week's episode.
Before we leave GFW, though. The titles.
Get it all out while we're here.
Those fucking titles. Oh, my mother of God. Are they... Do you like... I fucking hate them.
Oh, they're ugly. And I saw that they did bring... I remember I joked about the neon green GFW belts. They're there. They brought them in.
Yeah. Well, like, these are brand new ones, though.
They're probably the same ones.
No. Like, they are legit different. And it's fucking amazing that they're still ugly as sin.
Yeah, that's... Like I said before, that's like... Jared's idea of, like, you know, cutting edge and, oh, that's modern, is neon yellow. Neon yellow is a fucking modern color.
Yeah. It's like...
Maybe in the late 80s.
There's a reason nobody's using that fucking color.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking awful, right? I mean, they didn't even use that in the fucking 205 Live. At least they used purple on there.
Yeah.
So... and yeah, what else is going on? Didn't they have some... I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything else, GFW. I mean, it made me look, I guess, if that's what they're trying to do. It made me go to YouTube and watch their 3-minute video. Does it mean I'm going to tune in next week to watch it? Fuck no.
No. Dude. Fuck. And then they're playing those amped anthology ones, too, on pay-per-view. They've done, like, they had a pay-per-view last Friday, I believe, which was a bunch of the tapings from the old amped ones. So it's like Bollywood Boys are in it and shit like that. Bobby Roode.
They put those on pay-per-view?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For how much, dude?
I feel like it's at least between the $9.99 and $39.99 price range.
Fuck. We better stop talking about GFW before our ratings go as low as theirs. Daniel Bryan, this is kind of my other... The big story of the week. Daniel Bryan is saying he's coming back to wrestling, dude.
Yeah, like on the Edge and Christian show. I was just like, no, I'm coming. Unless he said, unless something it drastically changes. Like if they can find definitive proof that it's bad, he won't go.
I always sort of felt like, I mean, but then didn't we hear about him having seizures and shit? I mean, regardless of whatever, you know, because they talk. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain, but they talk about it being some mistakes in some of the testing that they did. As far as like concerning the lesion that's on his brain, evidently.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure there, but he did have seizures, right? I mean, they talked about that. He talked about that.
He did. Yeah. He talked about keeping them secret and everything too. But
so that's scary as fuck. But evidently his brain is, you know, at the same level as like a college athlete right now.
Yeah. And then imagine what his body feels like too, after 2 years off.
Oh, dude. And he's going through, what is the therapy?
Hyperbaric chambers.
So evidently that is restores his, like within 80 more of these, his brain could be back to like no fucking damage at all.
There's one case of it with somebody famous. I can't remember who it was that was doing it. And apparently it turned him right around. So
that's interesting.
Like I'm weary of Daniel Bryan coming back. Because of the seizures and all that stuff, that's just too much to overlook. But I'm not going to not watch his matches if he does.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's not, you know, that's on him. That's not on us.
No.
But yeah, like, that's the thing is most guys, you'd be like, ah, cool, we're going to get some more matches. But him, like, I feel like a lot of us, we like him, you know, we genuinely like him. Like, I do as a dude. Like, yeah. I think he's, you know, I like everything about the guy. So, like, I'd hate to see something bad happen.
I agree. Like, even just seeing him on SmackDown this week, it was just like, oh my Jesus Christ, Brian.
Yeah. So where does he go? I always felt like that too with WWE. Like, maybe they obviously never liked having him in the position he was in.
No.
Right? Because if he was wrestling, the crowd would just revolt unless they got him.
Yeah.
So I think that had to be part of it too. It's like, we don't want to do anything with this guy, so we can block him because he's under contract with us if we say, no, you're not approved medically. So where does he go? Ring of Honor? Japan? I mean, probably Japan, right?
Yeah, what he ended up saying was he liked to wrestle 60 days a year.
Yeah.
So I would imagine.
That's a lot still, though.
I mean, it's nowhere near what the WWE does, but
I thought I heard up to 100 days a year.
Who, for what Brian wanted to do?
Yeah.
It could be. I mean, but that would lead you to believe that, you know, I'd say it'd be a little bit of New Japan, a little bit of ROH, probably some of it was like Progress, probably. I could see him doing all that stuff. Because it's Daniel Bryan, he's not in it for the money. If he wanted the money, he'd just stay with the WWE.
Well, yeah. I'm saying, like, has there ever been anybody who's left to work the indies who's a bigger fucking star than him, who'd be a bigger draw? I mean, that's like the biggest draw. Yeah. Who could conceivably be out there for indies?
Yeah, I can't think of another one. You know, like he could. Daniel Bryan, like, I think Daniel Bryan would be able to go to GFW and turn that place right over. You know what I mean? Like, ratings. But I'm just saying, like, the initial pop of Daniel Bryan going there would do that. That's me saying how big of a star Daniel Bryan would be. You know, like, if he went to ROH, I think it would do the exact same thing. But New Japan's expansion into America could be really heavily helped by the addition of Daniel Bryan.
Could we get just like one short run in Lucha Underground?
Right?
Under a mask? You know, maybe American Dragon.
Could be
style.
The American Dragon, yeah.
Yeah, the American Dragon shows up for like one little run in Lucha and then goes on to do all this other stuff.
That would be actually pretty dope. You should get on the horn with El Rey.
Hit up Chris Joseph.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing with them, too, I think, is you spend all this time worrying about contracts because everybody's under these crazy AAA contracts. The way you film, if you can get a guy to come in and just work an angle for, what, you know, a couple of tapings, that's great, man. You don't have to have a crazy contract. Just sign the guy.
Yeah.
Put him in a mask or, you know, do it. I mean, you don't even have to. I don't know what their deal is down there, but I think he'll go to Japan. You imagine, like, dude, him and Omega. I mean, there's so many matches over there.
I know. It would be absolutely insane. What would be really fun to see is, because he talked about how he changed the style and he came out with a whole new wrestling style for himself to come back with. I'd like to know what that style is.
probably a lot more relaxed. Yes. Probably yes. A lot more. He's not doing a fucking diving headbutts and shit like that.
He's not doing that tope suicida.
No.
No.
But yeah, it's interesting. You know, it's like people always talk about it, but for Bree to come out and say it, and then for him to also come out and say it, pretty fucking interesting. As far as, I mean, it's not really a spoiler to say. Some of the sightings in New York here over this weekend.
Oh, I'm not privy to this. I'd like to know this, Jim.
If you don't, I don't know, skip ahead.
And really, who cares?
Yeah. Adam Cole, baby.
Well, I mean, that's a given.
Well, he's there, though.
Yeah.
With the NXT crew. Also, Undertaker, dude, evidently.
What?
Yeah. Dude, people. Why? There's people online saying that they were on a flight to New York, and he was on the plane and shit. Evidently, he's in New York. Him and his wife.
Huh. I really hope this doesn't turn into anything.
Keep rolling, rolling, yep. Rolling, rolling.
What?
And the crowd goes mild.
Yeah, yeah.
Done. I feel like he can never... The way, you know, with that character and the way he went out, can he ever come back? I mean, for the Hall of Fame or something.
Yeah.
But how is he going to do a Hall of Fame? How does the Undertaker Hall of Fame go down? Does it go down, like, marked? Or does he, like, try to do it, like...
He just walks up, just walks up to the mic in the Undertaker garb with the music playing, sheds some lightning, and walks back again. Rolls his eyes over, licks his tongue out.
I'd like to thank my brother Kane.
But fuck that lousy, no good Paul Bearer.
Oh, yeah.
See, Paul Bearer agrees.
So we'll see, man. About that. Just another random news. New season of Southpaw Wrestling came out.
Yes, I want to see that so bad. I can't wait. I binge watch that shit.
Dude, I did watch it. It is fucking great. And I care more. I'm more into and more excited about Showdown, the idea of Showdown in the Swamp, than I am fucking SummerSlam.
You got me sold, because I don't know what Showdown in the Swamp is, and I can't wait to find it.
The first group of them, they were talking about Showdown in the Swamp.
Oh, okay.
They still are.
This one. So, like in this season, though, do they show it?
No.
Oh.
They don't.
Okay.
And that's the thing with... I would rather the... Dude, let's get rid of 205 Live. Give me a fucking hour-long Southpaw show, dude. That's all that's missing here is some, like, studio wrestling matches. And I think you could put the other wrestlers in disguises as the crowd, because you know those old TV tapings that they would do, like... That'd be, like, 25 people. Yeah. Right, on bleachers.
Yeah.
Well, what if you take the rest of the boys and, you know, some of the women wrestlers, whoever... And put them in crazy costumes and have them as the audience.
That would be fucking gold. Like, and wasn't it the old WCW Saturday Night that was on the revolving ring around like 15 people?
Well, they had more than 15, but yeah, I mean, I think of like old Memphis shit where there's like nobody there because it's just in this like tiny room at a TV studio.
Which is the one with all the flags, you know, where the Christmas creature was. What's that? Memphis, isn't it?
I think that is Memphis, okay, yeah.
That's the one I'm visioning in my head right now.
Right, exactly. So I think that'd be great. And they don't have to work, you know, a big move matches. I mean, I want to see, like, atomic drops and abdominal stretches. Yes. And, like, add the comedy into the match because, I mean, you remember from last season what Gallows and Anderson were doing?
Yes.
It's similar to what he used to do. What's that character? What was the character called before?
Tex Ferguson? Oh, no, who he's mocking?
Well, no, his character name... When he was in New Japan, when they would do that shit,
wasn't it? I think it was Tex Ferguson. I think they somehow slightly put the name in there.
Mm. Either way, what those guys did last season and what they're doing this season on there, those characters where they drive around in the fucking Firebird, like it's amazing, dude. It's like so much better than what they're doing. Like I want them to be those characters.
That would be dope. Is Luke Gallows still all banged up and shit?
What do you mean banged up?
Well, like, at the end of the season, was he all fucked up?
Oh, he's not now. No, they're on their way to get there. To the fucking... To Southpaw Wrestling. And yeah, they're just lost and they're driving around in this fucking Firebird. It's amazing. I don't know what you need to do on Raw. You know, maybe they, you know, get hypnotized or abducted. I don't care what you do. Some make them into those characters because it's fucking gold.
Yes, it's please. Fucking gold. I haven't even seen it, and I want to see them because last season was great enough. John Cena, if he wants to retire, give him him and Fandango. They should be the commentary team. They should be. That would be great.
Yeah, they should for that show. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, I'd love to see him expand it because it's fucking great. And the characters, new teams and stuff, there's new characters this year. Because that's all it is, really, is like these people are coming. It's just basically promo videos.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Wet Hot American Summer?
No.
No? Okay. Well, to me, it's essentially that, just wrestling.
Right. So, yeah, I'd rather watch this than Raw. Rather, like, watch a 2-hour Southpaw show. With those fucking characters. But yeah, we'll talk about it next week more. Once you watch it, you can get a report back and we can talk about it. What else? Anything else you got in the news?
Apparently, Mike Kanellis has had heat since day one of arriving to the WWE. Do you know why?
He what now?
He's had heat?
Kind of cut out a little.
Oh, sorry. He's had heat the whole time?
Why is that?
Because he apparently came into the WWE very out of shape with 2 months' notice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's why he's barely, like, he's being labeled as a cuck.
Is he out of shape right now?
I don't seem to think so, but, I mean, I'm fat as fuck.
Come on. I'm fat cunt, too, but I notice when people are out of fucking shape. I didn't notice he was out of shape at all.
No, I don't know. And maybe it was, you know, like they like a projection thing. Like they checked on him or something before he came in. And he was. But, you know, he did not show his body at all for like the first 2 or 3 weeks he was there.
Yeah, that's true. And also just to kind of wrap before we do, we forgot about this when we were talking about GFW. Did you see this Tyrus stuff?
No. No.
He posted videos to social media announcing that he would not be working the tapings in Orlando this week. Oh. Said he's unhappy. He said he's been handcuffed and treated like a second-class citizen creatively. And he's going to hold out. So I don't know if it's an angle or if it's not, whatever the deal is. Like, who is this guy to think he's going to fucking, I'm going to hold out? Right. You know nothing.
Bro, it is fucking Clay. Somebody call my mama. Like, come on. Like,
well, they ruined him with that. I mean, he could be, you know, for a while there when it was Impact, he was kind of a cool, you know, big badass dude. But, you know, WWE, they're like, fuck, make him dance.
Yeah, no, he's like, remember when they were hinting at Brodus Clay coming? And, like, it's like, oh my God, he's going to be a fucking monster.
Yeah.
And then, boom, we get what we got. And it's like, there was potential. There really was.
Yeah, we get what we got. Also, NXT, a bunch of the people there had some fucking flight issues. So they didn't actually get to New York until early this morning. They were stranded in the airport, like, fucking all night.
Oh, boy, that could have been disaster. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
The sheer mass of boos that crowd would just rain on that ring if a lot of those guys did not make it.
And then multiple delays and a stop through in Atlanta. So they finally made it to New York at 4:50 a.m. And I guess it took 19 plus hours.
From Florida to New York.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's absolutely insane.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much all I got, man.
Yeah, I know for news. I'm tapped out for the news as well.
I mean, we can... Should we do our top five?
Oh, buddy, can we ever.
Suplex City Limits
Top 5!
Did you ever watch that show as a kid? Did you guys get that in the United States?
I don't even know what it is, no.
Oh, it's Video and Arcade Top 10.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Fair enough.
What was it on?
YTV is, I think it's a Canadian channel, to be completely honest with you. Pretty sure the show was filmed in Toronto. But it was just like a bunch of kids would sit around and do a tournament style video game. Mm. And like one winner would win, and then they'd go to the top five games of the week or whatever.
Closest thing I watched to that was fucking Nick Arcade back in the day.
See, I believe Nickelodeon is American, or YTV is Canadian's equivalent to Nickelodeon.
Is that where all those shitty Canadian shows that they played on Nickelodeon came from?
Like Breaker High and shit? And like no, Degrassi? Like
You can't do that on television, and Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yes,
and...
yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
See, we would get your Goosebumps as well. Did they ever play Uh-Oh?
I've never heard of it.
Like where green slime goes on somebody's head?
But you know what gave me Goosebumps? The SCL Top 5.
Oh, good.
Shit. So yeah, we had to go all the way back to G1 because matches from there still stand up.
Yes.
When we start over our week, I guess our week starts on Saturdays, right? So
yes.
We have Okada and Omega, of course.
Yeah, which we already jizzed all over that last week.
Yes, we did. And also, yeah, the top five is just our five favorite matches of the week. They're not the best matches or something. They're our favorite matches. Because some people be like, what about this? This was better than that, man. Like, it's our favorites. Go fuck yourself. I don't know. You know? I'm not, who decides the best? I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say, like, the five matches I like the most, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, Naito Omega G1 final was fucking great.
It was absolutely stunning. I was enthralled the whole match.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Consider me in on this fucking shit.
Yeah.
Good. I'm so like, and G1 was awesome.
Somebody did up a counting, like, this is not like a Meltzer star rating, but like another high end newsletter or whatever. 29 four stars and above matches in that tournament.
Yeah.
Right. This tournament is already being talked about as the best tournament of all time. So.
Oh yeah. Well, just wait until the fucking Mae Young Classic.
Oh yeah. Oh boy. Can't wait.
Yeah, G1 is awesome. I'm glad it's over. You know, I just like need a break. There's so much wrestling. They take what, a month off for this, right?
Yeah, I think they come back around the middle of September.
Excellent.
I think it's Destruction or something like that. New Japan Destruction. I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, everybody needs the fucking time to recover. I don't know how those guys do that shit.
It's unreal. And then, like, I believe Naito and all them were at the ROH show this week, weren't they?
Oh, that one in the UK?
Yeah.
Yeah, that show was on this afternoon, and which is a pretty clever idea, right? You run it at, like, 1 o'clock in the U.S. I think 2 Eastern is what it was or something like that, so it's happening as we record here. If you needed more wrestling in your fucking right? Saturday, I guess, watch that. And if I was single, I might, you know, but nothing else to do.
If I got more than 2 hours sleep last night, yep. You
yeah, no bet. Shit. Props to you, bro.
Dude, barely I've been going sleep. Strong since 4.
There you go. Hashtag there you go. What else do we have here? We had Phoenix and Puma.
Yes, which I thought that match was very good. Very good. Yeah.
It's a couple of spots in it that I was like, eh, but it was still really good. I don't know, I think at this point I'm just way too over the top. Like, there's a slight hesitation in between something, you know, and I'm like,
fuck you, Puma. Like, there was, to start the match, you know, like, everything seemed very choreographed, like, when they went for the handspring stunner, or the handspring, you know, cutter or whatever, Puma was obviously jumped up and ready to take it, you know what I mean? It just came off so obliviously obvious, or, yeah.
Right. It was good. Those guys can work together really well. What else we have here? We had the drone.
Drone
and Puma, not Prince Puma, from CMLL's Tuesday show.
Is that what they call that? Just CMLL Tuesday?
I don't know. I don't know what they call it. I just call it that because it's on Tuesday. They have a Monday and a Tuesday show you can watch on the Fight app. But this was just like 7.5 minutes. But breakneck, awesome Lucha Libre. Like, I fucking enjoyed it. There's, you know, If you don't like Lucha Libre, you're not going to like it. But if you are going to watch, it's the August 16th episode of CMLL. This match is at the hour, the 115-minute mark. So how's that? Making it real easy for motherfuckers.
Yeah, you almost, you basically made it easier to find than a Chris Benoit match on the WWE Network.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just disregard the fact that Puma looks like, you know, the lion from Wizard of Oz's gay brother. Just ignore it.
just go with ignore, it.
Ignore that he looks like a fat fucking Puma. He looks like one of those white tigers, you know, that's in captivity where they're kind of out of shape and shit.
Oh, kinda, you mean that like Down syndrome white tiger?
Kind of, I guess. That's pretty much Puma.
Yeah. I'll never forget the first time I ever seen that tiger. It was the greatest thing in my life.
He's cute as fuck, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't hurt Neville, a fly. Neville and Akira Tozawa from Raw. Just had a really good match, man. A good TV match.
Yeah, and you know, like, they finally, like, you know, took that extra step and done something with the Cruiserweight division. You know, they just go in a different branch now because Neville's destroyed everybody.
Yeah, it was, dude, it was by far time for that to happen.
Yes, easily. Very easily. It was
done
Austin
with that.
Austin Aries so. Should have had it long ago.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Tozawa's managed to get himself over, you know? He's went there, he's got himself over. Fuck, give him the belt.
Yep.
Someone got over on that godforsaken show.
Right? It's not like they did him any favors.
I actually watched 205 Live this week, man.
Oh. Did you? How was it? Tell me.
It was piss poor.
Fair enough.
A listener messaged us. I'll have his name here in a second. I'll give him a shout-out as well. Let's see. A listener suggested that I check it out and for the Tozawa celebration. So I'm like, all right, dude. So I watched 205 Live. And it's at the end, of course. I'm like, oh, fuck. And really, nothing happened. So I don't know what I was supposed to be watching for. He kind of fucked me over on it. You know? Shout out to Carl Catman at My Opinion Answer on Twitter. He also says, greets from Norway. So greets back to you in Norway, sir.
Yes. I don't know. Greets just mean greetings?
I imagine
as well. So greets to you, sir. Cat.
All the way fucking... Dude, we're worldwide, man. I was looking at it today.
That's
like,
pretty dope.
Just people I talk to, you know, just people who hit us up on the regular on Twitter. You know, we've Canada, obviously. The UK, well, like London, England. We've got Wales, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Australia. Dude in South America hits us up on there.
Shit.
Australia. Fuck, all over the place, man. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Worldwide. But yeah, that's the top five. Those are matches to seek out. If you haven't watched, I don't care if you watch New Japan or not. Like, dude, go watch Naito Omega. Oh, no.
Jesus, yes.
And put us on pause and then come back.
Yeah, no, that deserves your attention more than we do.
Fucking A.
Jim's going to beat me now for saying that.
No, not at all. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to assault you. Let's, what do you want to do here? Talk about, so we can talk about NXT, and we can preview the TakeOver show if you like.
Here we go.
NXT go home show for TakeOver from what? From Full Sail. Well, this show is really not much, right?
No, there, you know, there's no real matches that really stood out. You know, the one match we got was a fuck finish. So
yeah. Just some random thoughts from the show. Does Regal kind of look like an old lesbian at this point?
He's kind of getting there. He's got that weird, like a little. The way he puffs his chest out is just, yeah. A little...
Like,
yeah.
Like, after your middle-aged aunt divorces your uncle, all of a sudden she gets a new roommate, you know? It's her new, her new roommate, Barb. That's kind of what Regal looks like. Like, I'm pretty sure that those two are dykes together, but whatever. That's an offensive term, isn't it?
I was going to say... No, I dropped... my weed. So
is that what all that was?
Yes. I would say that I think it's some kind of dam, you know. It's a way to flow water, a dike.
Yeah, I think it's offensive to call lesbians dykes.
Yes, so if you use it in the water flowing term or something like that, yes, I think it would be okay. And the way you use it, though, I think that's bad.
It's offensive to call gay people faggots, but I call my gay friends faggot all the time. And my straight ones, I call everybody that. So
I mean, it's a bundle of sticks. It's something awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Just be old school about it, man. Gay means happy.
There you go. That happy, I'm fucking, dude, like I've said many times, anyone who wants to question me, they can go back and listen to me and my history on this show. I fucking love gay people. They're the best. they do a contract signing, Ember Moon and Asuka. Just stop. Never do a fucking contract signing again.
No, please. But what we did get, though, was an awesome Japanese promo by Asuka. It was much better than Ember's promo, and I didn't understand a word of it.
Yeah, it's pretty mediocre. Hashtag fuck the street profits.
Oh, they before on, we get away from Asuka, as of Saturday, so today, she will be at 504 days for being the NXT Women's Champion, which passes Rockin' Robin's 502 days as WWF Women's Champion, and she is now the longest reigning champion since Hogan's 1984 to 1988 reign.
Dude, Rockin' Robin?
Yeah.
How have I never once heard of Rockin' Robin?
I believe she beat Moolah in like 88. I feel.
Wow. Who? That's why I don't know who that is.
That's the one that Cyndi Lauper was behind, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think that
they don't talk
that,
about her. They were falling out with her.
I think she did. Yeah, they did. Because I believe she came in and she was the spider lady or something like that. And
No, that's Wendy Richter, though.
Oh, that is Wendy Richter. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Rock and Robin, somebody else.
Well, fuck it. Well, there you go. Fuck the Street Profits. Hashtag fuck them. Let's get that trending. Fuck these guys.
But fucking Lars rip Sullivan. Off artists.
He looks like a. That guy looks before, you know, Dr. Frankenstein was, I guess, successful with the monster that we all know. Like, I feel like this guy was, like, his first attempt. You know, it was just a failure. Yeah, he escaped in the woods, and now he's a wrestler.
Well, he's obviously somebody infected with that gigantism gene.
Something fuck. He's not that big, though. He's not that tall.
No, he did have gigantism. They removed the whatever it is they removed.
Before it got out of control.
Yeah, and so now he's basically a cross between Andre the Giant and Bigfoot Silva.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking mongoloid.
Yeah, but he looks like he looks mean though as fuck. Like I like him. I like him a lot.
He looks mean as fuck, but they don't make him mean as fuck.
Well, not this week.
But like, not ever, because
he beats the fuck out of his partners all the time.
Well, yeah, but he beats the fuck out of his partner, which is cool, which is like badass. But then they would have him immediately apologize like a cartoon character.
Yeah, I know, that's a little
weird. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
I'll never do it again, sir. It's like the fucking...
Yeah.
Like they'd say in The Ringer, I'm going to quote somebody now from the movie The Ringer, the monster tard from The Green Mile.
Jesus. Jesus. Hashtag.
Hey, and the Special Olympics endorsed that fucking movie, so fuck you. Fuck everybody else. Fuck all you guys that hate. I'm not even going to go there.
You just digging yourself a hole.
Yeah, I might as well. I only got 2 hours sleep, man. I shouldn't fight fights that I can't win.
Yeah. I mean, of course, this is, yeah, exactly. Same sort of shit. they lose. He then holds the guy. Because he agreed he wouldn't do it in the ring, so he hauls him out back and choke slams him into a garbage can, and Kalisto pops up and is like, "What are you? You know, what the hell? Man?
We going to do some lucha things?
Yeah, they're doing lucha things in here. You're throwing people at my home.
Yo, Holmes, don't go throwing people at my house, Holmes."
He pops up. Yeah, he's like fucking ironing some laundry and shit. Ruby Riott defeats Billie Kay.
Yeah, fuck that match.
I like Ruby Riott.
Oh, I do too, but I mean, Billie Kay in any match, like, fuck it. I don't want to.
Sucks. Yeah, main event was Roderick Strong, Drew McIntyre. Of course, Rude attacks. So this is interesting, right? That means that Roddy wins the match. He attacked Roderick Strong first. So that means that Strong wins the match.
Oh, yeah.
And that he gets the shot. They didn't clarify this on commentary. So this is just, you know, conjecture at this point. But
I would imagine they'll bring it, they'll go somewhere with it.
Yeah. So after he drops the belt, it'll be something for him to do. I don't know. We'll see if he drops it. But I thought it was an okay episode of NXT.
Yeah. Better. It was, yeah. It was easier to watch than Raw and SmackDown.
Well, yeah, it's shorter. yeah. What do you think of this this takeover card?
This takeover card, honestly. Yeah, no, I can live with it. I'm excited to watch it. There's nothing that really stands out to me that's going to be like, oh, that match is going to be absolutely amazing.
Are we doing this? Is this part of our predictions or no?
Do you want? We, it can be.
I don't know.
I don't think it matters.
I don't care either way. Yeah, you're the one who handles all that shit.
No, this easily can be it. So I'm just trying to get the card up here.
Oh, I got it here.
Okay, cool.
Because I'm prepared. Yeah, we got Johnny. I've also slept a full night's sleep. Johnny Gargano and Andrade Cien Almas with Zelina Vega, singles match.
I think this is probably going to be one of the best ones.
Yeah, it's a sleeper, dude. It's a sleeper for a good match.
Yeah.
I'm going Gargano.
I'm going to go Andrade Cien Almas, actually.
You know. I'm going to go with that, too. Probably a fucking a heel win. Helps him win something.
And Johnny Gargano, he doesn't need the win. You know, like, he's one of those guys, he's going to get cheered no matter what he does.
All right. There you go. Aleister Black and Hideo Itami. Should be another good match. Could be if Itami fucking... I don't know. Sometimes I forget that that's Kenta. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Especially with his shoes.
Oh, he's always wearing... Yeah, it's like women's shoes, dude, with no socks. Yeah, it's like... Is what you do when you're going to go take out the garbage. You just, like, slide on whatever pair of shoes are, like, your mom's shoes, you know? When you're a kid, you just, like, slide on your mom's shoes real quick and, like, go out there and throw the garbage out.
Yeah, just because you've always wanted to do it, and it just feels right.
That took it a little farther. Authors of Pain versus Sanity.
We never picked who we thought we were going to win that, by the way.
Oh, well,
it's got to be Black. Yeah, it makes no sense to have Black lose.
Yeah. Ever.
No, yeah, I agree. He should have, instead of Undertaker's undefeated WrestleMania streak, Aleister Black should be undefeated.
Here you go. I like it. Authors of Pain and Sanity. It's got to be Authors of Pain on this, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if we see Sanity make it to the main roster soon.
That's what I was thinking, right? Monday Night Raw. Well, Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, one of the two. Yeah. I don't think it really
matters. Both of those shows have fucking no tag teams anymore. It's pathetic.
Yeah, but you know what? They're building for something in 2 weeks for the Fandango and Tyler Breeze, so...
Maybe are they though? Be there.
Well, yeah, I know.
Or are they just like keeping in the fucking plate spinning? You know,
you could be right on the latter half there, I believe.
Damn, son, blowing hella chronic smoke over here today.
Oh, me too, bro. Me too.
Fuck. Pot smoking this wrestling podcast on the net. Somebody. Just a side note. I saw somebody. On Amazon released a book by the authors of Pain. It's a book of poetry.
Okay, so now, is there excerpts of this book?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I just saw it kind of in a flash by, so I have no idea.
I would love to know or hear one of the authors of Pain, Akam Rizar, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah,
reincite the green eggs and ham or something.
Yeah, somebody wrote this. Just like I don't know, somebody else wrote it. It's not associated with them or anything. You know, they just did it as like a goof. But Asuka, Ember Moon, do you think here's the time?
if any time is now, you know, if any time to do it, you know, like today or it is today would be the time to do it, but I don't think they're going to do it.
No?
No.
I thought that's why that whole three-way, four-way bullshit, I thought that was all to get the belt on Ember Moon without Asuka losing, but here we are now on one-on-one, so.
Yeah, no, I don't see it. I don't know. It's like, I really, a part of me wants Kairi Sane to do it anyways, so I don't know.
I don't think that they've built, I don't know, yeah, it's weird, right? Because I don't think Ember Moon's built up enough. Well, who's built up enough to take it off somebody who's had it for 500 days, right? I mean,
yeah, you almost got to do a shot in the dark because there's nobody really, you're not building, you're only doing one woman's program a month or at a time, and it's always Asuka. So you can't really build somebody to be super credible because only one person's getting highlighted, and in the end, she loses. So.
I'm torn on this one, though. I'm torn on this one. Just for the sake.
Pick Ember Moon.
Well, I want to pick Ember Moon, but I also want to pick Drew McIntyre, and that's not going to happen.
I don't see Drew McIntyre happening at all. I think that's Bobby Roode through and through.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with Ember Moon.
Tall Fudge.
I'm going to go Ember Moon.
Playing the influencer.
And if it goes down that way, I'm going to say, in your fucking faces. And if not, I'm going to say, well, guess what? I took a fucking risk anyway. See? I win the double win. I win both ways. Bobby Roode, Drew McIntyre. You got Bobby Roode?
I got Bobby Roode.
I think McIntyre is the next champion, just maybe not here.
Maybe.
I just feel like he's been built up that way.
I just don't see it yet. I don't know. It just seems very anticlimactic to take the title off somebody in this manner. I don't feel like there's been anything exciting about this feud at all.
It's not even a feud. He's still feuding with Strong.
Yeah, there you go. Why would it end now? Strong should get another shot at that title. They've already hinted at another shot at the title. Why would you hint at something and not deliver? That just doesn't. That's not good business.
Well, he could drop it to McIntyre and then still have a feud with him. But with
Strong. No. But he said that if I'm positive that he said if Strong wins, he gets a shot at the title. I'm positive he said that. I know we talked about this last week too.
Well, if he no longer has it, I mean,
yeah.
I guess I'll go with Bobby Roode as well. But we'll see. You never know what they'll do.
There's been some things that we've said that they've went ahead and done. It's like, maybe we're throwing it out in the ether, and the world is absorbing it like a sponge. And so are they. I'm really stoned. I'm really stoned, and I've watched a lot of space shit.
Yeah, you're like waxing philosophically over here.
Yeah, like I've learned what tesseracts are and shit like that in the fourth dimension.
Oh, yeah. Dude. If you're properly baked out, that shit will fucking blow your brain out.
It did. It did. When they compared the Earth or our observable universe to a light bulb on Pluto, and Pluto being the rest of the universe, I was like, holy fuck, decent.
I remember getting like baked out watching this show about other planets and like, oh, there's this planet that, you know, there's like a spinning, what the fuck is it? I don't know. Every like 5 seconds it gets hit with, you know, like an X-ray times a million, like in rotation by some spinning fucking moon that they have, or I don't know what the fuck it is, but
that's madness.
Or places, you know, where it'll like it rains fucking, you know, ammonia and shit, or it rains fucking acid.
Well, there's one place that it rains sideways glass. It rains glass sideways 2 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
So it's like, holy fuck.
I've heard about that as well.
Yeah. It's just madness.
So yeah, if you're baked out watching that shit, like by yourself, dark in the room, you fucking blow your brain out on that shit.
Blow my brains out.
It's like, do I even really have to go to work tomorrow? Like, there's so much more at work here than, you know?
Yeah.
There's so much more happening than me going to work, man.
Yeah. It's so big, bro. How are we so important, bro?
Let's move on here. We do have a special guest, if we don't waste too much time, to preview SummerSlam with us here. So let's bust out WWE's Monday and Tuesday.
And then, everyone, to Monday Night Raw!
Know your place, Jim.
Raw from Boston, Massachusetts, the go-home show. Dude, everybody who listened to the end of last week's episode, I apologize. How fucking weird was it watching the Rollins and Ambrose shit after listening to that?
It was too weird. Holy fuck.
It was. Imagine if you had to actually sit and read that like I did.
Dude, I commend you. It was a hell of a read.
But yeah, they did the terrible camera change every second. Production, it blew me, a guy like hit me in the face from watching all that after watching all that New Japan with the beautiful production.
Yeah, it's
that they have. Yeah. But it really wasn't much. I mean, we got this Ambrose and Rollins fisting each other.
You mean they touched tips? Ring.
Yeah. Well, they touched tips and fisted each other. they have a reunion. They get a title shot right away.
Yeah, yeah, on a pre-show.
Is that on the pre-show?
No. The Hardys match is on the pre-show. Who are the Hardys fighting?
It's the Hardys and Jordan taking on the Miztourage.
That's even worse than what I was thinking it was.
Shit, but the crowd popped like crazy for this.
Yeah.
This was kind of a cool crowd, too. I liked them.
They were really energetic. And it did make the show a lot easier to digest, that's for sure.
Yeah, they acapella'd the You Suck, which was pretty cool.
Yeah,
they kept that going. Because it didn't play, right? He just came out.
Yeah, and they quickly cut the music off there because he had something to say, and they just said, fuck it.
Yeah. Gonna keep it going. Nothing else really. Nia Jax and Sasha Banks to see who takes on Bliss. Bliss is like a shitty fucking lifeguard during this match.
That was the stupidest throne. Like, I would not take anybody seriously sitting on that throne.
Nobody. It's so obviously spray painted silver. Yeah, it looked like fuck, man.
It did. It did. It was absolutely garbage.
Yeah.
Like, come on, you look at Mil Muertes in Lucha and then this?
I was watching, Mrs. Vicious happened to be in the room during this segment, and she was offended, first off, by Nia Jax's super cracked lipstick.
I don't even know what that means.
She just had a really cracked lipstick, I don't know. Anyway, she was talking about how Nia Jax looks like this this trans person, a trans chick that she knows. So, like, used to be a dude, is now a woman.
That's always a great compliment, hey?
And she showed me pictures, and I was like, that looks like Nia Jax, only, like, cuter, dude. Seriously.
I'd fuck him first.
It looks more feminine than Nia Jax, though.
It's not a stretch, I mean.
But yeah, they've pretty much done her in. Sasha taps her out. Remember when they were pushing this chick? It's like a monster, but I mean, I'm not saying that they should not pull back, because she is fucking dog shit. She's awful.
Oh, the worst. Dirt worst.
Instead of doing like live Instagram videos with Alexa Bliss talking about Game of Thrones and shit like that, those two should learn how to fucking work, actually. That'd be cool. Right now, people are out there like, Alexa Bliss, you work? I just know it. I can hear him. I feel him.
Yeah, it's like, no, you want to look at her ass. That's all you want to do.
At this point, running the fucking show Twitter, I know what will get a fucking rise. And I knew when I took that shot at GFW yesterday that would get a rise too, but God, those guys are fun. It's fun to fuck with the impact marks.
Yeah, those elitists.
What else we got?
Jesus. Well, the one of the matches in the top five, Neville and Akira Tozawa, where Akira Tozawa wins the Cruiserweight title.
They also... This fucking dude, this has pissed me off this week. Then this brawl between Bray and Balor.
You mean the one where Gangrel must have produced?
Yeah, dude. And it's like, so they're fighting, and then all of a sudden their match is tonight. And it was like very questionable. I was like, instead of SummerSlam? In addition to? I don't know.
Well, like, they made it seem like it's like, you know, like, no. Especially after it, where it was like, okay, you all get my revenge at SummerSlam. You can get your revenge at SummerSlam. Like, oh.
Dude, and then just, I can't believe it. So, Wyatt defeats Balor, gives him two Sister Abigails, fucks him up, you know, wins clean. Lights go out, they come back on. Bray Godwin dumps a fucking bucket full of afterbirth on him. A viscous liquid, right?
Yes. They also hinted at it being acidic, didn't they? And that's why he was rolling around.
Dude. Like,
Jesus.
You fucking took all the... And not to say, like, oh, this was a cool spot or anything, but any coolness you would have had of, like, let's pretend it's fucking animal blood or, you know, let's say... Look, let's maybe not say it's blood. Okay, I can get that. Maybe you say it blood-like substance, something like that. The way they did it, he may as well have dumped fucking, like, tapioca pudding on his head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This had the same gravity and weight as... as dumping anything on his head. Green slime, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it was like, if he would have just stood there and sold it instead of just rolling around like a fucking kid.
And if you think the stupidity ends there, you're fucking wrong, because later on they catch up to Balor, who's coming out of an office. I don't know. He's still got the shit all over him. And he's like, oh, you know, he's got demons. I'll show him my demon. I was like, oh, dude.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
It's like, you blew it. You're going to automatically say, you know, he's going to be the demon, which I think is dumb. At least leave it up to maybe. And then they show this graphic after that. It's official that Wyatt will be taking on the demon Finn Balor. And they got a picture of him just like, yeah, it looks like he got arrested from some kind of a gay costume party or something. You know, it's like a mugshot from that. It's good. There's staples on the thing.
It's on the almost front as if they're afraid that they're going to not know who Finn Balor is with the paint on.
Dude. I mean, I never got the allure of it anyway, you know? Be like, oh, he's the demon, that's cool. I don't know. I mean,
I like means it better than Finn Balor as Finn Balor. But...
Well, that's not saying a lot, no. Dude. You like it more than a oddly kind of feminine dude who plays with Legos?
Yeah, I mean, I like it more than Alex Wright, you know?
Das Wonder Twink?
Yeah.
No, Berlin. He comes out and he, like, dry humps the ramp for fucking 3 minutes. It's just weird to me. And they never did it right. If they'd have done, like, a Batman Bruce Wayne sort of thing with it, that would have been something.
Yeah, that could have been pretty fucking cool, eh?
Yeah. But, you know, whatever. So I just thought that whole thing, like, that was, like, step upon step of just poop right there.
Yeah, it was one shade lower than the House of Horrors.
It was bad. Tozawa wins the belt. I mean, this, a lot of this shit's not even worth the fucking... No. Emma defeats Mickie James. The crowd was so fucking silent.
Nobody gave two flying fucks. Nobody. Including myself. I didn't watch it. I fast-forwarded that match.
Four-way, you know, face-off. Everybody fucking brawls, of course.
Yeah, and at the end, they're holding back Braun and Lesnar. That should be proof enough that Lesnar's winning at SummerSlam.
Yeah, well, there you go. Might as well bust through SmackDown. We're going to run out of time here.
Sure, man.
It's an odd boy. SmackDown! Providence, Rhode Island. I fast-forwarded through all this bullshit until Nakamura came out.
Well, what's really funny is with the state of everything going on in the States right now and all the racism and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The Punjabi celebration with the people singing the national anthem booed the high heaven.
It's like, that was what they expected.
Fuck your country. No, it's like, this is the only place where this will ever happen is wrestling. This is the only place. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh, I don't know, man. America's fucking... But they did that so the crowd would boo. They knew the crowd was going to boo that.
Well, yeah, that no. I'm not saying that the crowd shouldn't have booed. But
some people, Tuna Meltzer and who was his boy? Alvarez?
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, oh, that's, you know, I don't... Fuck, shut up, dude. They were like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've been living in California too long. God damn it.
You're getting too soft. Nobody,
yeah, nobody, you're getting too soft, man.
It's I don't see anything wrong with it being booed, but it's like, at this point in time, like, you could have found something better to do. You know what I mean? Then,
well, yeah, definitely. Shinsuke Knox with a fucking lengthy silly fucking English promo. Just I
mind
can't
you,
it.
He's very he's pronunciating his words very well.
I guess. Do you remember when he was cool though?
Yeah, yeah. I remember when he wasn't a like he's like Papa now in WWE.
And he comes down the ring with a fucking strippers on fucking poles on the entrance.
Does he?
He did. At some point. I saw it online this week. It was like when Shinsuke Nakamura was cool, and I was like, oh, yeah. He's I've not anymore, so I watched it. Yeah, he comes out, and there's like multiple stripper poles down the thing, and there's broad spinning on him as he comes down.
Nah, that's pimp. That's fucking pimp.
Speaking of which, I'm glad I didn't want to like not talk about it. Did you that video you saw? I sent it to you, of a dude like finger blasting this broad,
yes,
on a ring apron, and like eating her ass at the same time.
And dude, then like, he made her squirt and they squirt right in the front row.
Yeah, she squirted, and then he like took his hand and like, you know, like whipped it off at the crowd, and the crowd erupted. It's a big crowd.
Yeah,
it's like a bigger crowd than a fucking GFW show gets. Well, what I mean, was that, dude? What the fuck? I don't know what it was.
I is feel that like that wrestling? Is some kind of like live porn just set in a wrestling setting, maybe.
I was like, is this a porno? I mean, what porn has like that many extras, man?
Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe it legit could be like some sort of like Japanese love everything. Like we always say, you can buy underwear at vending machines, used underwear that. I feel Japanese people would go to that.
I would go to that.
I would too, man. I wouldn't want to sit front row.
Well, if I was sitting front row, I'd treat it like a Gallagher show and fucking bring a slip and slide to put over myself. Goggles. Jump with goggles and a fucking and a tarp.
And a bottle of Windex. Just to clean your goggles.
Hand sanitizer.
You got your cigarettes in that plastic case so you don't get them wet.
Natalia taps Becky. Poor fucking Becky.
Yeah, she's just getting fucking punked out.
I didn't even care about this. I mean, what? So, Rusev and Gable again.
Yeah, now, before you get that, did you catch that Phillips called Cena Mahal for that week on SmackDown? Arguably the most significant main event in SmackDown history. Now, that's saying something.
Yeah. He puts the accolade on the announcer table because wrestling is established that like submissions on top of things makes them more intense.
Yeah. If it looks different, it hurts more.
Yeah. He gets the mic. I that was somewhat decent. Where all he says is, Randy, and then boom, RKO. But the crowd cheers that guy still. It blows my mind. I don't know who the fuck these people are. Who are you people cheering for this guy?
Now, just to clarify, you were talking about Randy Orton.
Yes.
Yes.
This week, Owen super kicks Shane accidentally. Last week, Styles hit him accidentally. So, we all know where this is going.
Yes, unfortunately. Probably what? Maybe Survivor Series?
Yeah.
Or would that be something they stretch out Mania?
Oh, no.
No.
No, I think it'll be the next SmackDown pay-per-view.
You sounded so disappointed. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Usos beat New Day. Because one guy's different. What, you know, why are you doing this? There's a lot of that this week. They're like, the show has 12 matches, so they have nothing else to do. They can't come up with anything else. They're just doing matches that are on the fucking show.
Yeah, so dumb. Just rehashing it. It's like, this is boring. It really was.
Great Fashion Peaks segment.
Yeah, it was really good. But you know, I can say that I'm a Twin Peaks fan, and I'm starting to get starting to wane on me a little bit.
It's time to move on to something else.
Yeah, you know, like, the second time, well, that was cool. You know, the third time, it's... Now, mind you, what you pointed out on Twitter was fabulous. It was the highlight of the week, in my opinion.
What was that?
The He-Man.
Oh, he looks like Prince Adam, dude.
Oh, dude. Is that what that is, Adam, not He-Man?
Oh, yeah, because he's Prince Adam, then Prince Adam turns into He-Man.
Oh, okay.
Get down with your Master of the Universe shit.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, he looks identical. He's even got the same color shirt on and shit.
It was great. Somebody needs to, like, make a video of Tyler Breeze singing, was it that band, I don't know. When I said, hey, hey. You ever seen that video?
I take Four Non Blondes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Four Non Blondes. Yeah, but somebody made a rehash of it, where it's like He-Man singing it from that cartoon.
Oh, right, right. I got you now. There you go. You can do that. He didn't respond to it. Someone tagged him in it, and he didn't respond.
Oh, damn. So
he's too cool for that. Yeah. And, I mean, the last leg of the show, Baron Corbin cashes in and loses. Fucking awesome. The crowd went crazy for this. I think we were all excited. Except for the hipsters who like Baron Corbin, because they're like, oh, I'm going to ironically like a guy who fucking sucks dick at everything.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. I'm going to like a guy who's a complete asshole in real life and has the fucking midsection of a mom of five. And...
Oh, and he showed it this week. He was so angry he showed it.
Yeah, he's the shit, so I was happy to see this. Goes one of two ways. Either this is the end of his push. I feel like it has to be, right? They made him look like such a bitch.
You'd think so, you know, or it's at least they're slowing him down to show him a lesson of some sorts.
Or they're going to put it on him clean somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, but who knows? I was happy to see it, though. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
But why would you do it on the show? You know, it takes all of it out from the show here. You know, it's like, oh, maybe at SummerSlam. At least that would have been something to think about. You know, maybe he's going to cash in, but that's gone now. But whatever, you know. I'll take it.
Worst things could have happened, and Baron Corbin, I don't want to see him with the title anyway, so.
But another point, too, with that is that it was just a complete fucking waste of time. You know?
Yeah, no, completely.
Putting it on him to start with. I'm glad there was a fail, because there needed to be more fails. There wasn't enough.
Because what we had, John Cena, is that it?
No, that's not it.
Oh, Damian Sandow?
Sandow. And, Anderson, did he?
I know he got injured. I don't believe they redid it, maybe?
Okay.
Or somebody beat him for it.
All right, that's right.
Maybe Edge, I don't know.
So there you go, man. I loved it. It was awesome. Fuck that guy. Even in kayfabe. So that's SmackDown, and that was Raw. I guess we should preview SummerSlam, eh?
Yeah, I mean, we can.
All right.
How long is that show going to be? What, 4 or 5 hours?
6 hours.
Six. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
All right, now we're going to take a look at SummerSlam, and we're joined by a legend in the business. We're very honored to have host of Cuddling with Coddle on the Suplex City Limits channel, legendary voice of NWA, Bob Coddle.
Hey, fans, how's it going out there? Out there in listener land. Oh, I'm real excited.
Yeah, talk about SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah, talk about Slams of Summer. It's going to be a heck of a show. I'll tell you that right now. I'm actually on my way to a wrestling show. I'm riding shotgun with Terry Funk. We're heading down to a show here in South Carolina at a fort. It's the fight at the fort. Patriot 6 is taking on... Fritz Von Erich III. It's going to be Nazi versus the Patriot. This is the headliner, so it's going to be a heck of a show, I'm telling you.
So now, is this a show in, like, Fort Simpson, or are you actually in a fort?
As far as I know, it's actually a tree fort. So, real excited for it, fellas. It's going to be a heck of a show. We're going to be signing autographs, and Terry Funk's going to be throwing chairs at people. So it's going to be a heck of a time. $25 for a picture with me. So, you know, I got to pay my booze. I got to pay for my booze. Am I right, fellas?
And that corned beef hash?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You must be getting discounts on that, though, now, right?
Oh, you'd think so, but no.
Fuck.
You know, so let's get into this card. Akira Tozawa and Neville on the pre-show for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Oh, yeah. Takira, what's his name? Boy, that's a heck of a name. I'll tell you what. He won the title on Raw, right? Is that what happened?
He did. Yes, he did.
All right. So this is for the title? Even though they already gave it away on Raw?
Yes, sir.
For free? Doesn't that seem stupid to you?
Yeah, it sure does.
That's like Ric Flair taking on Harley Race a week before Starrcade 83. Yeah, that's really good booking there, fellas. I'll tell you that right now. Boy, I'm going to pay to see something I already saw on Monday.
Can't disagree with you there.
No, you've hit the nail on the head, Bob.
But I've got Patrick Neville winning. Yeah, good for him.
Patrick Neville? Is that the singer?
Well, he's a dual threat. I bet he's a hell of a singer and a hell of a wrestler. I'll tell you that right now. King of the Cruiserweights, right?
It's not even the singer, because the singer's Aaron Neville.
Patrick
go with Tozawa to win. Go with Tozawa to win.
Me as well, Tozawa. Oh, yeah. How about you, Bob?
Patrick Neville.
Patrick Neville, yes.
That's going to be a hell of a match, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it should be good.
Now, one guy barks, a little Japanese filly. He barks, right?
Yes. He does bark, he does? Yes.
That reminds me of Barkin' Bob Batsky back in 81. He'd bark the entire match. It was the craziest thing you ever saw.
He barks.
His neck, though, in his third match. It was something else.
Titus also barks, and his manager. There's a lot of barking going on there. We also have on the pre-show, the New Day versus the Usos for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. What do you got in this one, Bob?
Nothing says prestigious tag team title match like a pre-show match.
And it happened on Tuesday as well.
I guess when you have 48 championships and you've only got 6 hours to cover, you got to put something on the pre-show. I just don't see Xavier Forrest and his buddy there, Benjamin Langston. I just don't see them losing the titles after winning them last month. I think they're gonna beat Roman Reigns and his cousin. That's what I think's gonna happen.
Especially Thomas with a name like Benjamin Langston.
Yeah.
I'm as well going with the New Day on this one.
Me as well.
So everyone's got New Day to retain. We also have the six-man tag team match. Holy shit, sorry. The Hardy Boys with Jason Jordan versus The Miz, Bo Dallas, and Curtis Axel, known as The Miztourage.
Now, what did they do with this match this week?
To build it up?
Didn't they preview? Didn't they have a match? Didn't Jason Jordan go to beat The Miz, and then the Hardys came out and they had a match with them against The Miztourage?
Yeah, I think they had a Pure Six brawl, didn't they?
Oh.
I don't know. I deleted my notes for Raw. We didn't talk about it when we did it, so I have no idea. I don't remember. So,
obviously it wasn't a very good build-up, but I have The Miztourage winning against the Harvey Boys and the other guy with them, whoever that was.
By the way, they did have a match. It was 14 minutes and 33 seconds long.
Holy fuck. And it was a six-man match.
Yep.
If it was after 8 p.m., I was in bed. I was sleeping.
Who won that one, by the way?
Jason Jordan and the Hardy Boys.
Oh, so it's smart to pick the heels for this one.
Very
now, Jason
smart.
Jordan, that's Kurt's cousin, right? Is that the story they're going with?
Yeah,
his illegitimate cousin.
Yeah, his illegitimate cousin. Yeah.
Now, Bob, one of my favorite things about your show is the relationship advice. Now, if you had Emma vying for your love like she's vying for Jason Jordan, what would you do to her?
Oh, I'd ignore her for about 2 weeks. That makes them real, real worked up for you. And then I'd take her down to my favorite diner, and I'd order her food for her. That's what you do. Even if she's like, I'm a vegetarian. No, you're having corned beef hash, and if you don't like it, you can get to stepping, sweetie.
You can eat my cock for dessert, right?
Oh, come on. No kiss and tell. Jesus. It's a family-friendly show, Skyler, so why don't you just tone it down a bit?
Fucking Skyler, goddammit. I'm going to go with, even though the Faces won on Tuesday, I think I'm going to go with the Faces again. Nah, fuck it, I'll take the heels, I'm sorry.
You know what, I'll take the Faces.
Miztourage, right? Yeah, I'll go with them.
I'm going to go with the Faces just to fucking be devil's advocate.
You know, there are 12 matches on here, and this one we're about to talk about is number 4, so holy shit. Actually, it looks like there's 13 matches listed here.
Oh, lucky number 13.
So, yeah, no shit. Cesaro and Sheamus versus Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins for the Raw Tag Team Championships on a one-week build. What do we think here, boys?
Oh, I think, you know, I think Moxley and Black there are going to take it. I think they're going to, I think you're going to take those Universal Tag Titles, and they're going to be the champs, and they're going to reunite. You know, they're going to be all golden.
I love how he doesn't know people there, but he somehow knows both of these guys' indie names. Yeah. You know? He doesn't know anyone else's name, but he knows these guys' indie names.
That's our bomb.
You know, they're gonna beat that Scottish fella and his Swedish friend. That's gonna be a real matchup. I'll tell you that right now. I'm excited for that one. Might as well burn the barn. You know what I mean?
Oh, fucking. Yeah, you know,
that phrase came from a Ric Flair match. He fought Terry Funk in a barn, and it was such a good match they burned it down because they said it would there'd never be anything to top it. Not in that building. That's where Barn Burner came from.
There you go, man. What do you got on this one? I think I'm gonna go. Do you think they put the belts on Ambrose and Rollins? I can't see that.
Oh yeah, I think it happens.
I think they will.
You think they will?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know.
I don't think they see anything in Cesaro and Sheamus. I mean,
they're the bear.
the bear.
the bear. Yeah, I'm the guy. You can't have Ambrose and Rollins lose. I suppose I'll go with them as well. So many matches on this. Oh, it's John Cena and Baron Corbin. I've been torn on this one.
Huh. Yeah.
But like, the thing I'm most torn about is, do I take a nap during this one, or do I take a nap during one of the later matches? You know, because I got a nap.
So. I'd say Naomi and Natalya would be your nap match.
Oh, that one's a good one. Rusev and Orton is a good nap match. Yeah. What do you think? Do you think they're going to put him over on Cena?
Oh yeah, I think Baron Von Corbin there. I think he's going to beat Jonathan there. I think he's going to beat him. I think he's going to beat him because he lost on Tuesday because of John. So I think tit for tat, you do 50-50 booking. I mean, that's the best way to get someone ahead in this business, is to just have them win and then lose the following week. That's how it works in this business. So Baron Von Corbin's going to come out on top on that one.
It'd be cooler if he was Baron Von Corbin. I'm going to go with John Cena. You can't vote against John Cena because...
Did you know, I saw a stat recently that John Cena's 0-51 at SummerSlam, so... they don't have good luck on SummerSlam. That's what I saw.
51. What do you got here, Tyler?
I'm going to go with John Cena.
Going with John Cena as well.
Yeah.
We've got Finn Balor and Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah, this is bucket of blood on a pole match, right?
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
Yes. Should be. I'm going with Finn Balor.
I think the eater of the buffets. I think he's got this one. Wyatt's is going to beat the Exorcist, Finn Balor.
What does he come to the ring in if he's the Exorcist?
Oh, he's going to come as I think he's going to paint himself up. I think that's what they call him, right? The exercised Finn Balor.
Yeah. Right? Because he's in such good shape.
That's a hell of a gimmick, let me tell you.
It is. God, the pointless matches continue with Big Show versus Big Cass with Enzo Amore suspended above the ring in a shark cage.
the old shark cage gimmick. This dates me back. Oh boy, I remember when they used to put. I remember I was there at Capital Combat when they put. When RoboCop came down, and actually broke the shark cage and got a. I think it was Sting was stuck in there, and it was something else, you know. But I'll tell you what, if RoboCop doesn't come out, this is a real waste of a match. So, but I think Big Slow, I think he beats Big Ass. I think that's what this is.
Yeah, I'm going with Big Cass myself.
I am. I'll take it even one step further, saying that Enzo Amore helps Big Cass and he turns heel,
and they team up.
I bet you any money in the world. No. Actually, no, I don't want to bet you, but I'm going to go for this right now. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, yeah.
I can see where he accidentally helps. You know, he tries to drop something to Show, Cass gets it and wins. That's more what I'm thinking, but All right. You taking all these down for our thing or what?
Well, I edit the show. I'm taking it down, yeah. Come on, man. Jesus.
All right, baby. Got Randy Orton and Rusev.
Oh, yeah. I think Randy Orton wins. We can't have him lose 15 pay-per-views in a row to foreigners. So, you know.
This but is on
personally, I'd love to see Ravishing Rusev win. I think he's a hell of a hand. 6'4", 280. I mean, just a big fella. A hell of a beard. Big fan. If this was the 80s, I'd have put the title on him, but it eventually had, Flair topple him. You know, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, like Nikita Koloff.
I'm going to go, I don't know. I'm going to go with Orton.
I'm going Orton as well.
They'll think he needs to get a win back, and Rusev is still, they're still just unhappy with this guy, I think. They still seem to be shitting on him.
I'll tell you what, though, he's winning at life.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, he's definitely winning at life.
Although, I envy him, that's for sure.
She's hot, but dude, I wouldn't. He has to deal with her all the time. He has to deal with that chick 24/7, and it's not worth it. I don't think that's worth it. Do you think that's worth it to deal with her all the time?
Oh, there's a graph where your rating is to 10 to what you're willing to put up with, and she's a 10, so that line can go a long way before you're done dealing with it.
That's true. I'll give you that.
I wouldn't kick her a bed for eating cookies. Let's put it that much, okay?
Yeah. AJ Styles and Kevin Owens for the United States Championship match with Shane McMahon as the special guest referee. I'm going with Kevin Owens losing to Styles and this setting up Shane McMahon and Kevin Owens probably at the next SmackDown pay-per-view.
Oh, I got, I've been a big Kevin Owens fan ever since, 30 years when he used to have the tattoos on the side of his head. He'd wear the singlet, the flame singlet to the ring. Heck of a hand that Kevin Owens is really, really something else. Been a big fan of his. I think he comes away the loser here, though. I think my good friend Artemis James Styles wins. I think that's who wins.
It's James.
Now, were you good friends with Kevin Owens back in the day?
Oh, no. We didn't hang out in the same circles. No.
Oh,
well,
fair enough.
He scared me. You know, back then he'd have those tattoos on the side of his head and. Oh, he was scary. You know, I hung out with people like Tony Schiavone and Gordon Soley. Although Gordon Soley, when you got him drunk, oof, watch out, he was a mean one. He once knocked out two of my front teeth for back talking him while drunk in a bar. That's why he wore so many rings, you know, his backhand hurt more.
Yeah, just his wife about that.
Yeah. You leave Smokey out of this. You're a hell of a gal.
Jinder Mahal with the Singh brothers against Nakamura. Everybody pretty much thinks that this is, they're putting on Nakamura.
I think it's good.
I'm going to go with Shinsuke Sin, the Jap guy, the Japanese fellow.
I will go with the Jap.
Yeah, over the curry guy. The Canadian curry. That's what I would have called him.
Not the spicy curry.
You guys ever have curry?
I love curry.
Oh, what is it? You take a week off with the heat, though. My goodness. I can't eat for a week.
That must
anything
be
above
hell.
Slight pepper, you know?
We have Alexa Bliss and Sasha Banks for the Raw Women's Championship. Man. Going with Sasha Banks.
Oh, yeah. I like Lexa on this one. I think she's due a win. You know.
I'm torn on this one. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Sasha Banks because I feel like Sasha Banks winning could throw it in Bayley's face, and then I just feel like they got a feud somewhere down the road, and that could be a way they go. So I'm gonna go with Sasha Banks. But I got a question for you, Bob. Who would you rather, Alexa Bliss or Sasha Banks?
I'm going to go back to the old El Paso commercial. Why not both?
Oh, hey, you're my boy, Bob.
That's what I say.
If I had to pick one
scoop when you can have two.
If I had to pick one, I'd pick Banks. Because
you ever had two scoops of ice cream instead of just one? Mm.
I do know about the two scoops of raisin in every bowl of Raisin Bran, so...
I had to go with Banks just because she's not white.
Fair enough.
I'm bored of fucking white chicks. That's why Mrs. Vicious isn't white. Naomi versus Natalya. For the SmackDown Women's Championship. And fucking so many belts, dude.
Oh, I gotta go with Jimmy Anvil Neidhart's daughter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I gotta go with her. I think she finally gets her moment to hold that prestigious SmackDown Women's title. As we all know how prestigious that title is.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Naomi on this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Naomi as well.
They're not gonna want to rework that belt and take all the glowing shit out of it, right?
No, not yet.
I'm going Naomi. We have your main event. We're finally there. Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe, Braun Strowman, a fatal four-way match for the Universal Championship. What say you guys?
Oh, I think Brock. No, Brock wins. Roman Reigns. I think Roman Thunderstorm. I think he's gonna hit the spear on Brock, and the lights are gonna go out, and the Undertaker's gonna choke slam him, and cost him the title. And then Brock hits the F5 on Samoa Joe, and then then you got Strowman saying, "Oh, you know, I wasn't beat," and maybe they even put him in the shark cage. And then you set up Strowman versus Brock, one-on-one for the Universal title. That's how Bob Cotto would book that shit.
Bob, I like your idea a lot, to be completely honest with you.
Undertaker might show up, dude. He's rumored. He's there, man. He might show up.
Yep.
No, Terry, it's exit 43, not 42. Yeah, we got to go.
You guys got to go?
Yeah, I got to go. This dumb son of a bitch is going on the wrong exit.
All right,
Toodles.
Well,
say hi to Terry for me.
Yeah, so he had Terry for us. He's gone. Toodles. I love how he ends every call with Toodles.
Toodles.
Fucking Bob Cottle, ladies and gentlemen. Cuddling with Cottle. A quick 5-minute listen podcast that he puts up on our channel.
Yes, this is the longest Bob Cottle we've gotten yet.
Talks a little bit about wrestling. He talks, very little about it because it's 5 minutes long. Then he also gives a relationship a question. So you can send your relationship questions for Bob to us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. You put the hashtag AskBob if you feel like it. But yeah, send them to us and we'll send them over to Bob and he'll answer them on the show. So there you go, SummerSlam. It's 6 hours long. There's way too many matches. And just, I could care less about a lot of them.
Yeah, I agree. Well, NXT is going to be the better show.
I mean, how fucking lame is SummerSlam, really?
No, I agree.
It's going to be awful. There's going to be a stretch where you get, like, Rusev and Orton, Show and Cass, and fuck, the women's matches. Neither of those women's matches are going to be that good.
No, it's going to be really hard to sit through, I really think. Yeah. It's going to be tough.
And last time we saw Owen Styles, it sucked. So add more fucking moving parts and bullshit with a guest ref in there. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're right. You're right, man. I can't New Day disagree Uso. With you.
I feel like, what are they going to be the best match? New Day Usos on paper is good.
Their last match they had at a pay-per-view was really good. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens for SummerSlam. What else do we have to talk about this week?
We got Lucha Underground and a question. So should we just get into Lucha Underground?
We may as well. Lucha! It's a way of life.
Mucha lucha, mucha lucha.
I love that song.
I do too.
We get a very entertaining episode of Lucha Underground this week.
Yes.
As we build towards the finals of the Cueto Cup. Cage started the show off. There's a little segment with Cage and Katrina. Basically, she wants the power glove. He does not want to give her the power glove. Into Dario's office, Joey Ryan comes in.
But no, we can't breeze over the fact that Katrina, with her hair down, is just... Mm-mm-mm.
She's so hot.
Oh, I know.
It's ridiculous. And the thing she wears to the ring, dude.
Give me more.
Yeah, that's pretty intense. Joey Ryan comes into Dario's office. He says that he thinks Veneno is Castro, who is, you know, undercover. So Dario sets up Sexy Star and Veneno for a mask versus mask match next week at the Cueto Cup Finals.
Yes, which that came quick.
Yeah, I did. So that should be cool. We'll see where that story goes. And I'm sure she obviously wins and unmasks him. So moving into the Cueto Cup, we have two matches on tap on this show. We had Phoenix and Prince Puma, which, as we said, one of our top five matches of the week.
Yes.
Dude, I don't know if you recall specific spots, but the crazy high moonsault that Phoenix threw on Moth, how fucking crazy was that?
Yeah,
he went so high into the air,
it's the rope. The power, like, Melissa Santos' love. See, he's sending him up there.
It's almost like he got higher than he expected, you know, too, which sounds like me every day.
It happened to me about an hour ago, actually. Because, yeah, exactly. You know, like being so tired at all when I got stoned, it's like, oh, shit.
But yeah, Marty shows up and Puma takes him out, but gets distracted. Phoenix. So Puma wins the match. Phoenix and Melissa embrace afterward. And right before they go to commercial, there's this creepy fan in the crowd rubbing this big picture of Marty. That was fucking great. He's basically doing Marty's stick to Marty, which is fucking genius.
I love it.
Really liked it. Mill and Katrina backstage. Cage takes him out and just fucks him. What did he drop on him?
A dumbbell?
Fucking dumbbell. And he's out cold, but Katrina resuscitates him with the power of the Rock. So
if you smell,
exactly. Somebody said something on Twitter recently that reminds me, which I thought was really good. If you smell LL, what Suplex City Limits is smoking? I was like, that's pretty good. I like that.
Yes, because it's not crack.
Smell what we're smoking. Pentagon Dark defeats Mil Muertes in a fucking pretty good match. Mil comes out, selling the ribs from the start, from the attack.
Yeah.
Pretty good match.
It was good. You know, there was some clunky stuff about it, right? Yeah, it was a little clunky, a little slow. But, I mean, you can chalk it up to Mil, you know, selling the midsection and all, but I mean,
who knows how many episodes they recorded at this point,
exactly,
too, right?
Exactly, right? Like, I don't know what this recording schedule is like, but goddamn, it's got to be grueling at some point in time.
To me, Pentagon seemed to be kind of dragging ass a little bit here.
Yeah, I can see that. It wasn't a great showing by either guy.
No, not very good. But, you know, it's whatever. I'm okay with it. And at the end, they have kind of a face-off, kind of WWE-ish.
Yeah, it was like the first time they've ever done that, hey.
Yeah, Dario brings out Rey and Mundo. It was fucking... So his introduction of them was great. Mundo comes out with security. And did any of those security guards stick out to you?
No, not at all.
The black dude with an afro struck out to me as the black dude from fucking Tough Enough back in the day.
I can't think of who that would be, honestly.
I should have looked it up. Someone could fact check that. He looked, you remember the season that had Marty the Moth and fucking Big Andy.
I can't think of who. Yeah, I can't even.
There was this chubby black dude who was tall, he had an afro, and he'd just be gassed all the time. But it looked like him, anyway.
Just gassed 24/7.
He was just gassed out on everything they did. He was just not in shape. But anyway, Rey attacks him despite the security. They just, like, move out of the way, kind of.
Yeah, just like, fuck this.
And then empty the fucking locker room. How cool is this? Yeah. Not emptying the locker room like WWE does, where...
No, but the
it's
relevant
pulling
people
apart. Everybody coming out brawling who they're having a story with, and it really shows you how many fucking stories are all happening at once on this shit.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's crazy. You got Phoenix and Moth, you've got Killshot and Fox, you've got the Rabbit Tribe is out there. Fucking everybody's out there. So it'd be, what, 30 people? Sexy Star was out there, Mac, Ray, fuck everybody, man.
Yeah, it was dope. I loved it. It was a great way to end the show and, like, build into next week's Cueto Cup Finals. Great way
to end it. And I love how they, like, the camera will pan over to Dario, who's standing out there, and he's just fucking, like, getting off on it. He loves it, you know?
Loving it, yeah.
Because there's literally people, you know, brawling upstairs, downstairs, outside the ring, fucking everywhere. It was awesome. But it ends with, yeah, Ray hits the 619 on Mundo, so... I'm pretty stoked for this show next week, man. Yeah. I think it's going to be awesome.
I'm pretty stoked on it, too. It's going to, it should Lucha have a lot of good matches on it, honestly. It should be, we should be able to get one or two top fives on that one.
Well, yeah, now we don't have New Japan taking up all the spots.
Yeah, yeah.
So it'll be a little more interesting. We're going to have to explore. I've been doing more, actually, in the quest to find the five best matches of the week, or my five favorites. So.
And, well, not having any G1 to watch, you got time to do it, too, right? So.
That's true. Yeah, if you find any, if you have any matches that you think should be a match in our top five, just you know, hit us up on Twitter.
Or even email it at suplexcitylimits@gmail.com.
You could do that. I prefer you use Twitter, but you know, if you don't have Twitter, I guess you could do that.
I suppose.
I guess. I mean, get a Twitter. Make a Twitter. Follow Suplex City Limit, and then... Yeah, see, that's a good idea.
The next push is to 30,000. Maybe we'll actually do a special episode of 30,000.
We have so little time to try to record together, you know?
I know.
That is that. I watched Ring of Honor. Just a quick recap for everybody who didn't see it. Started with a Frankie Kazarian promo. I was like, no, I had to figure out who it was the whole time. And then, like, Kazarian, I'm like, oh, that's okay, that's who he is. Which, then I remember that I have watched him before, so I should know who he is, but he just kind of, you know.
Yeah, he's just one of those guys. He's there. He's a great worker, but he's just there.
First match at Tyler's favorite wrestler, Punishment Martinez.
Fuck you.
The punishment is watching him work.
You're fucking right it is.
He's been working since
like 05. It's fucking retarded.
He takes on Flip Gordon. Are you familiar with Flip Gordon?
Not even the slightest.
He is from Montana, which so I'm right near there. So I was like, that's pretty cool. He is, if what's that guy? If Speedball Mike Bailey is the other white meat baby face, Flip Gordon is the other white meat baby face.
The name, I was just assuming to be a black guy, to be completely honest with you.
It's not. It's a white guy. He's a super face. He's great, man. He's a little dude, but he's doing, like, a lot of really impressive high-flying shit. Really good. I really liked him. I was impressed.
Maybe I'll have to check that out. Just ignore Punishment Martinez. Just see Flip.
It really wasn't that bad. I mean, you know. Punishment Martinez did, like, a fucking front flip thing on there, too. I was pretty impressed by that. Like, that's a big fucker to do a front flip.
Yeah, no, I've never seen
him. Why is a guy who's 6'4" or whatever the fuck he is doing a front flip is beyond me, but...
Yeah, no, that's the big question. But yeah, then we really got so Hanson awesome. Does it, and we jizz all over it, so...
Yeah. He wins with a choke slam off the top, so he chokeslams this guy. A choke slam, lad. He gives him a choke slam off the top rope, laddie. I was impressed with the move.
Hey, real good impression there, you prick.
I never heard that one before.
It's the first time I've used it. I think I used it once on Lynx.
I love it. Shout out to our boy Lynx Kinetic, the powerful Lynx Kinetic. Cheeseburger and Rhett Titus. Titus wins with the help of Ferreira. It is funny. It's like you can't beat Cheeseburger without help from another dude. I thought that was fucking weird. Next week, we definitely have to watch Ring of Honor because Dalton Castle came out with his boys to confront Cabana. Evidently, there's something going on between these two.
Good.
Which we're only recently back in, so I'm not sure what's all happening. But
yeah, I know they've been feuding for a little while, but I don't know what it's
about. Challenges him next week to a six-man... for the six-man title, so it'll be Castle and the boys versus Cabana and his boys, whoever the fuck that's going to be, I have no idea.
I'm sure you can find some. Won't be CM Punk, though.
No, it won't be CM Punk.
No.
That would be cool. We get a vignette for a guy called Shane Taylor.
Oh, yeah, Shane Taylor has to get Pretty Boy Killers with Keith Lee.
Oh, right, yeah. No, that makes sense. Oh, that's the guy you were talking about.
Yeah.
He's a... You know, fat black dude.
Yeah,
he looks pretty cool.
He's not as fat as he was actually.
Oh, really?
No.
Good on him, man. He's lost some
weight, so good on him.
Then you have Kenny King and Kushida, which was on its way to being a top five match until Skrull and Paige interfered. And then King wanted to team up with Kushida, so they do. And pretty good tag match. I don't have down who wins.
Sorry. No, that was my exhaustion kicking in, pressing buttons I shouldn't.
You're hitting the question.
Yeah.
yeah, good Ring of Honor show. And whatever. Let's get out of here before you pass. What are you going out to do something after this?
I just got a quick errand I gotta run.
Oh, okay.
Then
okay.
I'm gonna pass out. Well, I'm gonna edit the show and then pass out.
Grab me one when you're there. Whatever you're getting, I want one. So we might as well get into our question then, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you got it there?
SCL, it's your boy Aaron Echoes, your favorite cripple. If you guys were wrestlers, what would y'all's themes be?
Ooh.
Fucking guy is like... Your favorite cripple. Oh my god, he's a good dude. He's a I like beast. Him a lot. If we were wrestlers, what would our finishers be?
No, what our name would be.
Oh, what your name would be? Oh, dude. I mean, I'd probably be the Diddler. I've always had the idea for the Diddler. I'd probably just do the Diddler gimmick.
Yeah, no, I would come out, be pretty good.
I'm face to children because I like give them candy and shit. And high fives, but then, like, you know, I'm a heel to parents, obviously, because I'm a pedophile. And I'm the fucking diddler, man. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'd be a chocolatier hair, you know, like to the Hershey's throne. And I'd be called Fudge Fingers.
Fudge Fingers?
Because my finisher is sticking my finger up your ass and making you cum, so I pin you.
What the fuck? Milking your prostate, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
Well,
it'll only go over in, like, DDT.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where the diddler would work either. Probably DDT.
Yeah, well, without a doubt it would.
Maybe that's what that shit we were watching where that dude made that broad squirt. Maybe that was from fucking DDT.
I don't know. That seems too risky for them.
Probably does. I feel like it should be part of... I think it should be part of our fucking graphic for the show.
The Diddler?
Maybe like the mid-squirt.
Oh, you know? Yes.
The mid-squirt. We could put something over our tits. And
hey, any reason to watch it, to be completely honest with you.
It's only 22 seconds long, so you gotta like loop it so you can
I'll see if I can find finish. The full fucking video. To be...
if I'll you make do, a night of that me, shit. I'm interested because that's the finish, but like, you know, what happens before that?
Right? Some heavy.
I padding. Think that was the finish. I mean, nobody got pinned unless the goal was like, you know, some kind of a squirting rules match or something.
Who fucking knows? You know? You're just fucking right into it, and I can't wait to get into it too.
So that's like, you know, who won? I think we all win.
We did.
So.
We did.
Anything else that we have? I think that's it, huh?
I don't think so. I think that is everything.
All right, man. Well, shout outs to everybody, again, who supports us on Patreon and everyone who's bought t-shirts. You buy a t-shirt, we'll give you a shout on the show as well. Much love to our friends in podcasting and YouTubing. SatPod, The Strap, Wrestling Suit Podcast, of course, The Federation. Podcast. What else we got, man? All kinds of shit. Out of the Van, Shooting the Shiznit, Monday Night Snore, YouTube. There's all kinds of shit. Rock Reviews. Check that dude out. He's super cool. He does like rock and metal reviews and does like dumb shit too, like Chinese Democracy. He reviews that. It's pretty It's pretty rich.
I'd say Showbuckle on YouTube. They do some good New Japan videos.
Oh, yeah, Showbuckle. Good stuff there, too. Wrestling Shorts, of course. Yes. Good stuff there, too. And, yeah, I suppose that's about it. That is good shit. We'll be back next week. We'll recap TakeOver and SummerSlam. We'll also be fucking recapping the finals of the Queto Cup and all that shit, so.
Yeah, next week's going to be a hefty episode.
Yeah, well, it's a week where we start early, so we'll be fine.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Dope.
Good shit. All right. Well, until then, as always, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you. And as always, be excellent to each other.
Stop your backs and trash your holes. Trash your bank if you got real balls.